Consent of the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Today's chaplain is Reverend Paul Rogers from Minneapolis.
A word from the prophet Isaiah. A king will reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule with justice. O God, the wisdom of the prophet is the dream of all nations, that they shall have government of righteousness and justice. Now I pray for your blessing on these women and men of the Minnesota Senate, so that Isaiah's promise would be a description of their work as they struggle with complex issues of laws and budgets and bonds. Give them such a share of your spirit that the people of Minnesota say, our senators have legislated with wisdom and fairness and equity. They have served with justice and peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Good. Yeah. Wasn't too long. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Berglund, Betzel, Bonoff, Carlson, Chaudhry, Clark, Cohen, Dahl, Day, Dibble, Dill, Dahl, Erickson, Ropes, Fischbach, Foley, Fredrickson, Gerlach, Gimsey, Han, Higgins, Ingebretson, Johnson, Jungbauer, Koch, Coring, Kubli, Langseth, Larson, Latz, Wimmer, Lori, Lynch, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Moi, Murphy, Olsen, Olson G, Olson M, Ortman, Pappas, Pariseau, Pogemiller, Pretner Solon, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Rummel, Saltzman, Saxhog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Skogan, Sparks, Stump, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Vickerman, Wergen, Wieger.
Quorum is present. First order of business is executive and official communications. They are printed on today's agenda. Next order of business is messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 1546, 2602, 2827, 3368, 3099, 3889, I'm sorry, 3289, 2907, 3139, 2816, and 2932, signed Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Next order of business is first reading of House bills. They are printed on today's agenda without objection, first reading of House bills. Next order of business is reports of committees. Senator Pogemiller.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports printed on the agenda be adopted.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Next order of business is second reading of Senate bills. There's one printed on today's agenda without objection, second reading of Senate bills. Next order of business is second reading of House bills. There's one printed on today's agenda without objection, second reading of House bills. Next order of business is motions and resolutions. There are a number of authors' motions that are printed on today's agenda. Without objection, we will take those as one motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. A couple of authors' motions.
Oops. Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Rest, I move that Senate file. Are you ready?
Senator Rest.
Mr. President, I move that Senate file 2886 be withdrawn from finance and referred to judiciary. There are some data issues that need to be reviewed by that committee.
On the motion by Senator Rest, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Cohn, do you have a motion to be read?
Mr. President, I'd move that Senate File 3307 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-refer to the Committee on Judiciary. I believe this motion is actually similar to Senator Rest's motion. The legislation we have has some data privacy issues, and Senator Moore has asked the Committee of Jurisdiction to take a look at the legislation.
Okay, on Senator Cohn's motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Senator Pogrebiller.
Mr. President, I move, this is the Senator Wergen bill yesterday that we put on the table, that we laid on the table. I move that House File 1219 be taken from the table, given a second reading, and placed on general orders.
On Senator Wergen, on that motion, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Second reading. Second reading.
House File 1219.
Second reading. Senator Wergen.
No. All set.
Move on to general orders.
I think we're just going to do bill introductions and not do general orders today.
Okay, I thought there was one bill we were going to take up, but all right, we'll, without objection, go to the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There's one to be read at the desk.
Senate File 3672, introduced by Senator Scogin, relating to alcohol, making technical changes to state fair provisions.
Without objection, be sent to the Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee.
And
apparently there's two bills to be read at the desk. One more.
And Senate File 3673, introduced by Senator Lori, Sharon, Rosen, and Prettner-Solon, relating to human services, promoting community-based care for older adults through the establishment of a community consortium demonstration project, etc.
Without objection, this bill will be sent to the Health and Housing and Family Security Committee. Without objection, first reading of Senate bills, along with the two that were read at the desk. First reading of Senate bills. Senator.
Mr. President, announcements of Senate interest. Members, we're going to not take anything up on the floor today. We're going to recess for a skeleton crew later in the day to take some committee reports. We will not meet tomorrow on the Senate floor, but we will meet Thursday at 11 a.m. So the rest of the day is basically open to committee meetings. The Rules Committee will meet about 3:15. We have to wait for the committee report, so 3:15. Wait a second here. Mr. President, I think we'll need a skeleton crew at about 12:25 to take a report from the Tax Committee, and then we'll have to come back later in the day for that also, for a different set of reports. So I moved a recess to the call of the chair, roughly 12:25, and just a skeleton, don't need all the members here. And then rules will be at 3:15.
Any further announcements, Senator Senjum?
Mr. President, members, on behalf of Senator Lynch and I want to remind you that tomorrow is Rochester Day at the Capitol, and there'll be a lot of folks up here, and most particularly what I'd like to do is invite all of the senators and their staff certainly over to the grand party at the Armory tomorrow night, 5 till 8. Please come, good time, good food, good music, and would love to have you there. So 5-8 tomorrow night.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to remind the members of the Higher Education Committee that we're meeting jointly today with the House in Room 5 of the State Office Building at 12:30.
Senator Berglund, do you have an announcement? Seeing none, Senator Pogamiller renews his motion that the House recess to the call of the chair.
And Mr. President, Room 125 for the Rules Committee at 3:15, Room 125.
On the motion to recess, all those in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion prevails. The Senate stands in recess.
Mr. President.
Order.
Mr. President, on motions and resolutions, we're doing an addendum for some committee reports. So I would move the adoption of the addendum.
The reports are all printed on the addendum. And on the motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Mr. President, is there any other work at the desk? Okay, then, Mr. President, I'd move the Senate recess to the call of the chair later this afternoon or early this evening to take some further committee reports.
Senate will be in recess until... So motion. On the motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion is adopted. Senate is in recess.